Bank of Cardiff, this is Julian. How may I help you?
Hi, I got Funil on the line. He owns a Serena Logistic, can use 100K for payroll.
Okay. 100K for payroll, what is the name?
No. Never said 100K. I was talking to you about 40.
40K, okay. Hey, I can help you. My name's Julian. How are you?
Yeah, my name is...
Yeah, I'm good.
If I take 40K from you, what would be the payback on it?
It really depends. Is it just going to be straight cash, or is it going to be for equipment, or...?
Just cash.
Just cash, yeah. It's really going to depend. It's really a challenge to quote you without knowing anything about you. Let me just kind of get some general information from you, and I'll be happy to kind of point you in the right direction. But again, my name is Julian. I'm in the West Coast office here at Bank of Cardiff, San Diego. What is your name again, sir?
My name is Sunil.
I'm sorry?
Sunil?
Sunil, can you spell that for me?
You're asking me what my name is, right?
Yes. Can you spell it for me?
My name is Sunil.
I-L, Sunil, okay. And what's the best number to reach out in case we get disconnected?
407-383-3122.
33122. Okay. And then what's the best email address to reach you at?
Okay, I'm answering all of your questions, but you can't answer one of my questions. I have only one question. See what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, you want to know what your rate is, right?
Roughly. You don't have to give me exact numbers.
Yeah, I can give you a range. For unsecured cash, typically starts at about 10 cents on the dollar. But obviously, the longer you borrow it, the more you're going to pay. Are you looking for something like shorter term or longer term? Or
let's say 6 months. If I take $40,000 from you for 6 months.
Uh-huh.
Okay, what kind of withdrawals do you guys do? Daily, weekly, monthly?
We do all three. Do you have a preference?
Doesn't matter to me. Daily is good. That's what I've been doing with the other companies that I was funded with before.
Okay, gotcha.
So,
do you have any...
I want to know who can give me the best, because...
Yeah, no, I definitely want to compete for your business. Yeah, no, like I said, I definitely want to compete for your business and get you the best rate possible. So you're using it for payroll, you said?
I use it for payroll and materials, both.
Payroll and materials.
I took out $40,000 in June. On June 15, I took out $40,000, and I had to turn around. I was in a jam. I was supposed to get funded on a job. I never did get funded on a job until about a month and a half later.
Uh-huh.
You know, after a month and a half, they don't want to give me no break on the money that I took, so I just left it. I paid off, and I can just pay week daily. You know what I mean? And I was paying $580 a day. I turned around and paid them $58,000 at the end of the day, $18,000.
Oh,
that's
man.
50%.
Yeah. What company was that with?
For 6 months. If I tell you, I'll be lying to you. I mean, but when you see my bank statement, you'll know who it is.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay, so what did you guys...
hide. I mean...
Yeah. What did you guys do in revenue last year?
I would say about... Last year, about... 700,000 maybe?
700,000, okay. And what do you guys do exactly? Are you in construction or
I do
what
site
do you want to
development.
Business? I'm sorry?
Site development.
Site development, okay.
Site, yeah.
Got it. Like boring and things like that?
No, I do site development, like do land clearing.
Okay.
I put all the undergrounds in, streets, curbs. You know?
Gotcha. So you do, like, a lot of government work, I imagine, or a lot of different companies that you work for?
No,
or?
I don't do government work. It takes too long to pay.
Got it.
Right now, I don't have the capital to do government work because it takes too long to pay.
You have to spend all the materials and labor and all that stuff, right?
Everything.
Yeah. Okay. Sunil, how long have you guys been in business?
6 years plus.
I'm sorry?
6 years plus.
6 years plus, okay. And are you the 100% owner?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm sorry, Funil, what is the name of your company, sir?
Serena's Logistics LLC.
I'm sorry, I'm having a really tough time hearing you. Can you say it again?
Serena's Logistics LLC.
Okay, Serena's Logistics LLC. So Serena's, is that S-E-R-E-N-A-S?
E-N-A apostrophe S.
Okay. S-E-R-E-N-A apostrophe S, right?
Correct.
Okay, cool. Okay, and you said you're the 100% owner looking for working capital. How did they get a hold of you? Did they call you directly, or did they send you like mail or something? Or I'm just curious because this is kind of a new marketing campaign that we're doing.
Your company?
Yeah. How did the company get a hold of you?
You talking about you guys?
Yes.
They said they mailed me a letter, but someone just called me.
Okay, got it. Okay, cool. Let me. So you're pretty familiar with working capital. Sounds like you've done it before, so you kind of know how it works. Let me send you the application info through email. That way you can kind of look it over. And once we have everything back, it's typically about a 24-hour turnaround time to process it. But let me get through a couple more questions.
You didn't still answer my question though.
What was your question?
You tell me 10 cents on the dollar, right?
Yep.
10 cents on the dollar. So you're telling me, out of a $40,000, I'll be just paying back $44,000 out of $40,000 loan?
Yeah. Correct. That's like kind of what they start at. But like I said, I don't know anything about your credit history, or I don't know the health of your bank statements or anything like that. So it really, obviously there's nothing I can guarantee until I get it to my credit department and they do a sort of our credit analysis, and then I can get you a hard approval with actual numbers. Let's see, like how would you get your credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
I would say it's good because, I mean, I finance a Nissan Murano, and then I just financed a Lexus not too long ago. I mean, so nice. If I can do all that, I guess it's good.
Okay, cool. Any idea of the score, the number?
Six something?
Okay.
What exactly six something? I don't know.
Okay, not a problem. Okay, so you're looking for $40,000 for payroll and materials. Is that for like a project that you have coming up that you're looking to take on, or is there something like more specific that you're using it for?
I have more than one project going on, so it's to cover material and payroll, whatever I need it for.
Gotcha. Okay.
If it's specific for one job, I'll be lying to you. It's not going to be for that.
Yeah, no, that's fine. We just like to kind of have an idea so we can fit you in the right program. Is there like a return on investment that you can kind of foresee that you would get on $40,000?
Say one more time.
What kind of return on investment do you think you would get on $40,000? Like if you were to invest $40,000 of your own money into your business, how much would you make on that, roughly?
I think I'd make about $20,000.
Okay.
$15,000 to $20,000 I'd be making off of it.
15 to 20? Okay, gotcha. Okay. So as far as the application process, we make it as easy as possible. It's a one-page credit application. We look at 6 months of your most recent business bank statements, and that's what the loan is based off of, right? It's based on your cash flow. And then we look at your previous year's tax return just to verify your business entity and a couple other things. Have you already done your 2015 taxes?
No, I haven't done that yet.
Okay, not a problem. You have 2014 then?
Yeah.
Okay, have you filed an extension for 2015?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any existing loans out right now? You said you had one earlier this year and you paid that off already, right? Do you have any going on right now?
The one that I have for $40,000 would be done in about, I would say, less than 2 weeks.
Okay. Do you know what your current balance is right now?
I would say about $5,000.
$5,000?
Less than that.
Okay. Okay,
yeah.
So it should be
good. But I don't want to pay it off.
Okay, cool.
I don't want to pay it off.
Because then you have to pay off all the rest of the interest, right?
Yeah, it doesn't make no sense for me to pay it off. To take money for me to pay it off, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, cool. So we'll look at like some second position options and see what we can get you right now. Typically,
what do you want to look for a second position?
Uh-huh.
I would just wait till I pay off this one and then take the loan with you to be in a first position, because when I take a second position, the interest rate is higher, isn't it?
Sometimes, it really depends. Yeah, what we can do is kind of get everything in, the application info and everything, and we can kind of hold off on a final approval until your existing loan is paid off. But it'd be helpful just to kind of like lock you in on something, because interest rates can change. If it's like kind of after the election and everything, depending on who gets elected, there's a possibility that interest rates can go up once the new like cabinet takes place. It's kind of like what we're kind of predicting. But yeah, I mean, typically once we get all the application info in, we'll kind of do preliminary analysis and give you some feedback, and just to give you a better idea on what to expect. And if you wanted to hold off for another couple weeks till you have your existing one paid off, we can do that as well. So you said you owe $5K, and what was the company that you're using again?
One second. If you don't mind, bud, can you get all the bugs off? Back at least 2 minutes in the bumper, please. What are you saying again, sir?
Hello?
Yeah, what are you saying one more time?
Oh, yeah. What's the company that you have the existing working capital loan with?
If I tell you, I'll be lying to you. Yeah, when you get the bank statement, you'll know. If I tell you, I'll be lying to you.
Okay. That's fine. Okay, so let me send you the application info. What's a good email address to reach you at?
SerenasLogisticsLLC@yahoo.com.
Okay. LLC@yahoo.com. And where are you guys located, by the way?
In Winter Garden, Florida.
Florida, okay. You guys make it through all those crazy storms over there? I saw that stuff on the news. Pretty crazy.
Believe me, it's not crazy.
No? They exaggerate. Oh, they exaggerate? I know. Anything that fails, they want to put on the news.
When time comes to the big one, when the time comes to the big one, they won't even be prepared for it.
Yeah. Yep. Kind of like Hurricane Katrina, man. That was nuts. That one was crazy.
Yeah, they weren't even prepared for that one.
Not at all. Not even close. Okay. So I'm going to send you the application info right now. The bank statements, tax return, does that sound like stuff that you have like pretty readily available that you'd be able to get back to me? Or?
Yeah, when I get to the office, I can send it to you.
Okay, cool. I leave my office here in a couple hours. Worst case scenario, if I process it tomorrow, we should have some answers for you by Monday. Get you some feedback.
Okay.
Do you have any other questions for me before we get off the phone?
Let me ask equipment. You guys do equipment loans?
Yeah, we do equipment financing as well. Are you looking at any equipment right now?
I'm looking for a couple of equipment, but I'm renting equipment right now, and I'd like to purchase it for the renting them, you know? What I said, monthly for rental.
There's a lot of noise in the background. I don't think I caught that. What kind of equipment are you looking for?
Like loaders, one loader, a dozer, an excavator.
Okay. Do you have have you already ordered the equipment?
No, I didn't order it.
Okay.
I'll get an order it. I'm gonna to see if I can get a proof of them first before I order it, to see what the payment's gonna be roughly like before I order it, because I'm renting and I'm
on a loader. I'm paying like about $4,000 a month on a loader.
And if I buy it, I'm gonna pay about $4,000 a month.
Okay, for sure. Let me see. Do you have a vendor that you go through for your equipment, or do you get it from like private party, or where do you get it normally?
Well, do I have to buy it?
The equipment.
If I do buy it, it'll be Komatsu. It'll be Komatsu, Linder Equipment, Linder Machinery.
Mhm. Okay. And that you usually
That's
get your equipment.
I'll be buying from. I rent from Hertz.
Okay.
I rent from Hertz.
You rent from Hertz. What about when you purchase equipment?
I'm saying if I purchase, it would be Linder Machinery.
Okay. Gotcha. And are you looking at new or used equipment?
The new.
New, okay.
And how soon? The used, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And how soon are you looking to bring on the equipment?
So.
Like as soon as possible, pretty much?
Very soon. Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, cool. Do you have any quotes already for the equipment, for the like when we're putting the financing package together for you, typically we like to have some quotes so we kind of know what we're looking at. Do you have any quotes already?
No, it's a different quote. So it will take me long to get quotes. I can get quotes by next week.
Okay. Okay, cool. Any like rough idea of the cost of the loader, the dozer, and excavator?
Loader is going to be about 140. The dozer is going to be maybe about 100. The excavator is going to be about 150. So you're talking about a little over $400,000 for equipment.
Okay, for total. Have you inquired about equipment financing already, like with your bank already, or no?
No, I haven't.
No. Does the vendor that you go through, do they offer you any sort of financing?
I didn't talk to any vendors yet about it.
Okay. Just kind of wondering to see if you have any approvals or like feedback already. We would love to see if we can get you some equipment financing as well then. So what I'll do, I'll submit your file for both working capital and equipment, and we can kind of go from there and see what options we can get in place for you. So I'm going to send you that email, like I said, with all the application information. And then you can, once you submit everything to me, I'll get it submitted and get some answers for you typically within 24 hours. And then once you get the quotes to me for the equipment, we can get some formal approvals together for you for the equipment financing as well. But is the cash the higher priority right now, the $40K?
No, it's not a high priority, to be honest to you. You know what
okay.
I mean?
Okay.
It's not high at all, you know?
Okay, cool.
I got money coming in every week from jobs that I'm doing, so it's not like I really, really need it, you know?
It'll just help, right? Cash flow?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, cash flow is everything, especially in your line of work, man. I know, like you mentioned, some customers take forever to pay, and kind of like where we help out in the construction industry.
Some of them don't pay.
So some of them don't pay, exactly.
Some of them don't pay, you know, and then you're in a shithole, you know.
Yeah, man, or then you got to offer them discounts to pay you, and it's a bad situation.
I had one guy at a church. He had a church job.
Yeah?
He had the guy to bill. The guy told me, he said, "So now I think you're giving me somebody else's bill." I said, "No, I'm not." Gave him the bill. He said, "Well, it's $33,000 or $34,000 of the bill that he can't pay." I'm like, "What do you mean?" He says that he doesn't have the money to pay it because the church wasn't prepared for it.
Uh-huh.
But he says that I can go ahead and pay you $50,000 and two $10,000 payments. And the balance you're going to have to donate to the church.
Oh, jeez.
So, but before he told me all that, he says, "Well, so now, to be honest, this bill is going to make me file bankrupt." So when a man is telling you he's going to file bankrupt, and then he's telling you, "Okay, you know what? I can pay you $50,000 now, and I can pay you two payments of $10,000, but I have to donate the rest to the church." What would you do?
Oh, jeez.
Take your $50,000 and take your $2,000 payment and run.
Well, it depends.
If you buy bankrupt, you're not going to get nothing.
I know, but do you think he was bluffing you? Because he could have been bluffing about the bankruptcy thing. He might tell that to everybody, you know what
no,
I mean?
No, he wasn't bluffing. It wasn't his fault.
Yeah.
Engineering, Universal Engineering, I don't know if you know Universal Engineering, it's a company that does boring tests and all that.
Uh-huh.
They told the church they only have to demuck 7 feet. So when I started the demuck processing, we had to go down 21 feet. But his bill was only about $40,000 to begin with.
Yeah.
But when I had to demuck three times the amount, bring in three times the amount of fill, so everything tripled.
Right.
Yeah, you know, well, the only thing that saved him a little money is that I didn't have to remobilize and set everything up again.
So,
you know, and I understand where he was coming from.
Yeah. So what did you do at that point? Did you just kind of take whatever he'll give you, or what?
Yeah, I donated the $33,000 to the church, and I took what he gave me.
At least you get the tax write-off.
What can you do?
Yeah. Yeah, at least you get the tax write-off for the church,
yeah,
right?
But at the same time, man...
I know, that sucks.
You know, at that time in 2007, beginning of 2007, I didn't need the tax write-off because that's when the economy took a shit.
Yeah, man.
You need to donate $33,000 right there and then, it just put me in a hole more.
Yeah.
So I take losses, bud. I take losses. I took a $425,000 loss. One
job.
Oh,
my gosh. Oh, that's insane.
One job.
That could set you back for like a whole year.
No, it didn't set me back for a whole year. It set me back for about three, four years.
Because
all that I'm telling you happened in 2006, 2007, when the economy took a hit.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. No. Wait, so
people don't go around and don't pay their bills because they don't want to. You don't have the money. How the hell can you pay it?
Yeah, so did you send them to collections, or what did you do?
Oh, no, the bank foreclosed on the owner, so you can't send them to collections. How can you send them to collections?
Yeah,
the
there's nothing
foreclosed
there.
On the property. There's no surplus money for them to give you. What are you going to get?
Yeah, no? So you're pretty much screwed from there. Ah, jeez. That's terrible, man. Well, I hope it doesn't happen to you anymore.
You take it while you can.
Yeah, there's nothing else you can do, right?
Nope.
Yeah. All right, Funu. Well, hey, I won't take any more of your time, man. I'm gonna be sending you the email. You should get it in the next few minutes or so. Feel free to give me a call if you have any questions or anything. Do you want to jot down my phone number?
I'm driving right now, bud. I got it on the right. You can send it on the email when you email me.
Yeah. Okay, cool. You'll have it in the email. Let me just verify just one more time and make sure I got the email right. It's SERENAS Logistics LLC at Yahoo, right?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. Your name is Funil. Am I pronouncing that right, Funil?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, brother. Do you have any other questions for me before we get off the phone?
No, thank you, sir.
Okay, man. Well, I'm going to send the email, and I'll probably follow up with you tomorrow just to make sure you got it and see if you have any, like, questions or anything. And, yeah, once I get all the application stuff in, it's about 24-hour turnaround time, okay?
Appreciate it.
Okay. My pleasure. We'll talk soon.
Thanks.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.
All right.